Okay. Success in any sport, game, or occupation is 90% from the shoulders up. This is Thought for Today, Dr. Herbert L. Barrow, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Now think about it. Success in any sport, any game, any occupation, any relationship, anything we do is 90% from the shoulders up. In other words, it's our head. You think, oh, put your heart into the game. Well, it's not your heart, put your head in there. What you mean is, as you play the game, you see it done. As you have a relationship with a person, and you love a person, and you tell them that you want to have a happy, healthy relationship with them, what do you say? You say, now you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other thing. You say that, there is no relationship. You know that intellectually. But your heart tells you, oh, they act so like you have a relationship with a woman, and the woman is so tender and so loving and said, oh, I need you to keep me from trouble. I need you to help me. I need you to protect me. I need you. You ever have a relationship with a woman like that, and you will have no relationship at all, because that woman already is ruling you. She's already controlling your life. She's already making the decision that she's the boss, and there's no relationship there. Now, if the person says to you, male or female, and you, I'm a happy person, and I enjoy being with you, and it's just such a joy to be with you, because you and I have the same interest, we have the same delight in life, and it's wonderful. I don't need you, I don't want you, but I thoroughly enjoy you. You see, to need or want anything is an emotional thing, because you don't really need another person, you don't really want another person, unless you are a weak person, and weak people are not the kind of people you want in your world, I would think. Because a weak person in your world, someone who wants to depend on you for everything, there are a lot of men who like to depend on a strong woman, a lot of women like to depend on a strong man, and they don't really depend on them, they just manipulate them, and they control them. Like, we've heard about gigolos, these are men who are making women happy. And for instance, a woman might take, marry a gigolo. Marry a man who just lives to make her happy. Well now, that's very true. But we've all seen movies about gigolo relationships. And what is going on? The man is programming the woman to die so that he doesn't have to be the gigolo. He is programming the woman to recognize who he is, that he's really a fine person. He's manipulating the situation as best he can to get out of that relationship of being a gigolo. They say, well, oh, some people are just meant to be that way. Some people are just wonderful to be that way. No, they're not. No person is meant to have another person be their master. And some people may feel this way because that's what they've been told from childhood on. That's what they've been told as they've been growing up. This is a woman's role. This is a man's role in a relationship. And because that's what they are told the role is, then that's what it is. Now, the man doesn't like to change diapers. The man doesn't like to play with the baby. The man doesn't like to show sensitivity. What a terrible thing to foist upon a male. I mean, to say a male is not loving and tender. The woman loves a man because he's loving and tender, because he's caring and gentle. The man loves a woman because she is sensitive and because she is beautiful and desirable and fun to be with. A man doesn't love a woman who doesn't like to ski when he goes skiing. When you see some of these movies where the woman is a ski bunny, you know, and she doesn't like to ski, but she just goes up there and sits around the fireplace while he skis, you know. And it's a silly thing, but the thing, he doesn't really like that. He likes the woman that's out skiing with him. He likes the women that are on the hill that are enjoying what he enjoys. But it's not because he wants to have a relationship with her. He has a relationship with her. In fact, it's probably a better relationship than he does with the ski bunny. Because a ski bunny may just be an emotional relationship for fun in the evening or something, whereas the woman on the hill is a person that he enjoys her company, and they enjoy doing artistic things with their skiing down the hill and traveling around, and they have a good time together. But just sitting and eating and drinking together and sleeping together, that's not necessarily a good time. That's a momentary pleasure. You say, that's a nice momentary pleasure. Yeah, but the thing is, it's not really doing something together. Oh, I like doing that too. Yeah. Stop and think. Did you enjoy doing something that you both were skillfully doing together, like going down the hill skiing, or as you were taking a walk in the park, or as you were creatively doing something together? Or did you like the evening sitting together around the fireplace with this tittering woman who was just a ski bunny, who had no interest in the cold outside, but liked the warm inside? Well, you say, that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. Yeah, that's kind of nice. But you see, if you're looking at a life's partner, having a person who will only sit around in harmonious situations with you, that's not necessarily something that's going to be lasting and fulfilling. So, if you're playing a sport, it's not your body that plays the sport. It's your mind. Your mind sees the golf ball go into the hole. Your mind sees the ball go where you hit it with a bat. We talked the other day about a tennis racket and how it can have a billion zillion possible rotations of your wrist and your hand and the racket and so forth to greet the ball, to send it where you want. Well, think of, now a racket is flat, and it hits the ball from a flat surface. But think of a baseball and a bat. The baseball is a rounded bat, you know, and the bat is a rounded bat, and the baseball is round too. And so these two round things have to greet each other at just the right position to send them in just the right direction, at just the right speed, and for just the right length and distance. Like you want to bat it out of the park, you know, hit the ball out of the park. Well, that's not really baseball. Baseball is when you put the ball where you want so that the player can move from base to base. And that's all mental. And you think, now, I want to bring these guys in. I want to run to the first base, or I want to make a home run, and the bases are loaded. So that means I got to bring everybody in, and I got to make all the rounds. And so there you want to hit it out of the park, but not really. If you hit a soft high ball really high, and it gives you time to run around the whole park, and then you get in, and then by the time you get in, then the ball is coming down, and people are standing at it waiting for it to come down. Excuse me. Now that's an art. That is a real art. And it's an art that we want to learn, and we want to have. Now, wouldn't you call that an exciting moment? Have the ball go up and up and up, and everybody's running the bases and coming in, and then it's slowly coming down, and you know it. You program this mentally, not physically, because you can't program something like that physically. And it comes down just after you touch home base. And you didn't even have to slide into home base. You ran good, but you didn't have to slide. And the ball comes down, perhaps to the pitcher. And then he has to throw it to home base because you had just come in. But if you're in and you're safe, it's hard. It's a worthless gesture, but he still makes it. Now you see, it's all part of it. Now, if the pitcher were to say, I'm pitching this ball so that it will be hit to the left field or the outfield or the infield, you're in control too. You're in control of anything. Well, I'm in control of how the other person hits the ball, definitely. Now, you go to a ball game and you say, oh, that's a left field hitter. He always hits in left field. Oh, that's a right field hitter. That's a high ball hitter. Oh, that's a home runner. You name these things about the people right away, and of course you just help them perpetuate whatever they have chosen to do. And you can cause a new perpetuation, because success in any sport, game, or occupation is 90% from the shoulders up. So we want to use our head to have whatever result we want from the game. Now, we think, well, we have to let other people have the right to do the things they want to do. No. I don't know how to get this point across as strongly as I'd like to, but you're number one. You're the only one that matters in the world. But because you're the only one that matters in the world, you have to be very careful. You have to be careful that you don't create a world in which you are unhappy. Now, let's just say that you have a situation that makes you unhappy. And you say, I don't like a situation that makes me unhappy. So that situation got to stop. Well, an easier thing is not to be unhappy about it. Much easier than saying the situation has to stop. Now, say the situation has to stop. That's good if you're doing it positively. That's good. But immediately, you just say to yourself, I am untouched by this. And when you say to yourself, I'm untouched by this, instantly you have the response. Instantly you're not touched. But how can I not be touched by this when we see you're touched? And when you can say, I'm not touched by this, that's a mental apparatus, mental operation, mental condition, and you want that to be something you're totally in charge of. Now, when you have your balance, when a person has their balance, and they're not possessed, they're not touched, they're not judging, and they're one-pointed, good focus. When a person has that, then that person can start creating their world the way they want it. Until then, they don't create it. The world happens to them, and they have to just have a good attitude about it. But once they start creating their world, I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. Hey, that's neat, isn't it? I am surrounded by loving, gentle, kind people. Hey, that's great too. I am surrounded by opportunities to share my genius with the world. How about that? I am surrounded by a world of joy and peace and harmony. I have my own Mercedes-Benz 450 SL or 500 or whatever number you want to put on it. And you say, hey, how'd that get in there? Well, why not? Why not? Why not? Why don't you, because of your love for yourself and the monastery, see everybody here in the monastery with their private luxury car that they enjoy? And the world doesn't judge them by it. You understand? Mm-hmm. Everyone has, and everyone has their wardrobe in whatever pleases them, however silly the wardrobe may be, with all of its beautiful clothes or sporting clothes or whatever. Wouldn't you like to have your own, what's the word for it, a dressmaker? Wouldn't you like to have your own dressmaker who made everything just to form fit and changed it according to what your given diets were or what your given changes in your form? Maybe your breasts became smaller. Maybe your body became bigger, whatever. Wouldn't it be lovely to have your dressmaker come up and just redo your clothing so it fit perfectly, so you look like a perfect angel in your eyes? Wouldn't it be lovely to have your little cottages all over our 104 acres here, and each of the monks have their personal little cottage? And in their personal cottage, they had their personal valet, or what would you say, your maid or whatever. And that's not bad. The person who would come in every day and clean it up, not that you made it so dirty, but who'd clean it up, who'd make everything right, and who would have, because we all eat together, they would have your tea things all set for you, your coffee, you know, for your afternoon. And then wouldn't it be nice in your office? Oh my, wouldn't it be nice in your office? Let me repeat this 3,000 times. Wouldn't it be nice in your office to have all of your equipment working at top gear all the time, your computer always working perfectly, every program on it ideal, you press the button and it comes up faster than Cox?
It does.
Huh?
It does.
It does. Well, you see, you're doing something right. But you see, wouldn't it be nice if every office in the house, in the monastery here, had its computers working on high control and wireless and all that good stuff, and every time you write something, you always write it exquisitely, you know? You always write it from your highest mental capacity. And wouldn't it, you see, this is the thing. Success in any sport, game, or occupation is 90% upstairs. Mm. And let's start playing that game and enjoying it, because what the heck? Life is not meant to be drudgery. The life is not designed to live in limitation. God, in our thinking of God as an outside God creating the world, created all of the seashores and the stars and all this sort of stuff abundantly and irrationally without any meaning to it. And so why not have us have abundance irrationally? And why not have us have our personal hairdresser? Hey, wouldn't that be nice? You know? And why not have us have everybody in the world love us, delight in us, because we first delight in ourselves. Why not? Only because of our thought. And today, we put the thought in motion to enjoy that, and to experience that, and to know that. Because success in any sport, game, occupation, relationship, who knows what it is, 90% from the shoulders up, and let's show what we've got from the shoulders up by what we do from now on. I love you. Have a wonderful day, because I'm number one. And so are you.
Thank you.